August 3, 1931. Each act done in the divine will forms the nourishment to make the divine life grow in the creature. The greatest gift that God gives, the truth. I am always there, in the center of the divine fiat, though under the nightmare of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Oh! How painful it is to feel, escaping from oneself, that Jesus who loves me and whom I love, and while he forms my life of strength, of love, of light, his life of love, of strength and of light escapes from within my life. Oh! God, what pain to feel life, while the true life is not there. What torture, what torment. Oh! How I feel like repeating, there is no sorrow similar to my sorrow. Heavens and earth cry with me, and, all of you implore for me the return of that Jesus who loves me and whom I love. So I abandoned myself more than ever in that divine fiat that no one can take away from me, not even Jesus himself. If he hides, he makes some little escapes from me, but his divine will never leaves me, it is always with me, and my poor mind goes around everything that the divine fiat has done and does for love of us. And since I was thinking about its great love in creating us, my beloved Jesus, coming out from his hiding place, told me, my daughter, the creation of man was the center in which our divinity centralized all the goods that were to arise in the creature. We placed in him divine life and divine will, human life and human will. The human life was to serve us as dwelling, and the two wills, fused together, were to live life in common, with highest accord even more. The human will was to take from ours in order to form its acts, and ours was to be in continuous act of giving of its own, so that the human will would remain modeled and fully molded in the divine will. Now, there is no life, whether human, spiritual or divine, that does not need nourishment in order to grow, to be fortified, to be embellished and to be happy. More so, since we placed our divine life in man, because he was incapable of receiving all the fullness of our divine being, we placed in him as much as he could contain of our life, giving him the freedom to make it grow as much as he could and wanted. Therefore, our life in man, in order to grow, had need of nourishment. Here is the necessity to place a divine will in him. Our divine life would not have adapted itself to nourishments of human will. And therefore, all the acts of the creature done by virtue of our divine will, and in it, would serve to nourish and make grow our divine life in her, in such a way that, as she would gradually keep doing her acts in our fiat, now she would take our love and would nourish us, now she would take our strength, now our infinite sweetness, now our divine joys to nourish us. What order, what harmony we placed between him and us in creating man to the extent of asking for our own nourishments through him. Not because we needed it, no, but in order to maintain the ardor of love, the correspondence, the inseparable union between him and us. And while he would occupy himself with us, we would occupy ourselves with nourishing him and with preserving our dear dwelling. Not only this, but giving him other more beautiful gifts, to render him happier, love him more, and make ourselves be loved more. But do you want to know what our most beautiful gifts are, that we give to the creature? Manifesting to her a knowledge of our Supreme Being, a truth that belongs to us, a secret of ours, is the most beautiful gift that we give to her. Each of these gifts is one more bond that we place between her and us. Each truth of ours is a property that we place in her soul. And therefore, in the soul in whom our will reigns, we find our divine nourishments, our properties, for as much as is possible to creature, our dwelling. So, we find ourselves in our home, in our center, in the midst of our properties. See, then, what it means to let our will reign, and the great good of making our truths known to you. Each of our knowledges brings its own distinct gift. One brings its light, one strength, one the goodness, one the wisdom, one the love, and so forth. Each of them binds the creature to God in a special way, and God to her. Therefore, know how to correspond to the many gifts that your Jesus has given you, and live always in our will. Fiat.